Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this chaos. Thank you for being here. Thank you for hanging out with me. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is the website. She's the boss over there, the queen biscuit, I guess I should say. Author of a bunch of books on small business, The Ugly Truth About Cash and Managing People and The Courage to Be Profitable, and a new book coming out later this year we'll tell you about later on. Ruth, what else do we need to know? What's the next step in protecting our money and our finances from mayhem?
Well, you and I were talking off the air that you have to pay attention. And the reality is you don't have to spend hours and hours and hours and hours a day. It takes 5 minutes to check out your bank account once a day. It takes less than a half an hour once a month to go through your financial statements and do the ratios and things and plot it. That makes sure that your business is going the right way. And the all of this information is in The Courage to Be Profitable, which you have read. And it really and truly is. I mean, I know small business owners, myself included, we are so busy running our businesses that we don't, you and I do, but most people don't take the time to actually spend the 5 minutes a day, spend the 10 minutes a day, spend the half an hour a month to just do it to make sure the business is going in the right direction, which is what you want to have happen. And unfortunately, this will fall on deaf ears for most people who are listening unless they get in trouble. What I normally find is that when people start paying attention, it's because they can't pay payroll or they can't pay a vendor who, is demanding payment. And it's like, this business is profitable. We have cash coming in the door. Why can't I pay this check?
That's exactly right.
And that's when they start digging.
See, that's what I mean. That's what I mean about the sixth sense. See, if you ought to have at least, if you've been running your business for very long, you ought to be able to know, what's going out. You've got a budget of some kind. You know what's going out. What that nut is every month. You know how much has been collected. And if all of a sudden you get a call from your banker and he says, "Hey, you're out of money," then that's when you're saying, "Well, that can't be. I've been keeping up with it in my head." But your point is that's not enough, is it?
No, you got to look every day. You can spend 5 minutes a day. Everything is online these days so that you can get into your bank accounts and make sure that all of your bank accounts are linked so you don't have the, mystery account or the account that you opened in 1997 like this church did that's not linked to your other accounts. And, oh, my goodness, that's where all the money's going.
Yeah, and that's
not a fun day.
And then the bad day is going to be when you look in the office in there and you say, "Where's Bill or Sue?" and your financial manager, and they'll say, "Well, they called in sick today." What? They're never sick.
Yeah, right.
Are you serious? Are they all right? I don't know. Are they in the hospital? I don't know. And then about 30 minutes later, you get a call from the bank and he says, "You're out of money."
Yeah. Done. Finished.
Those two things will coincide.
Yep. Absolutely. And never, ever, 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 I don't care who it is, totally trust your bookkeeper, whether it's your wife, your mother, your sister, your brother.
Matter. It really doesn't matter. It,
as I said, if nuns can steal, who can we trust?
Yes, that was the first story, folks. That was the first story that she gave us was two nuns walked into a church in Torrance and stole $500,000. They didn't just walk in. They were working there. But still, if that's the case, and this is where it's just prudent, as you taught us over the years, to have more than one set of eyes at least two, if not three. You really need to triangulate it, don't you? Your managers, a third party manager, and then your eyes, right?
That's right. Three people look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need an outside person looking at it. You need an inside person looking at it. And you need you looking at
that's
it.
That's exactly what we do around here.
Yeah. And you better be able to trust your CPA, too, because mm-hmm. I've had a story where a CPA got in cahoots with a bookkeeper.
Oh, my
goodness. So you just got to trust.
Yeah. Well, that's my CPA terrifying. And my bookkeeper have ways of having... Of having more fun with me than that. They just they're in cahoots in other ways that they'd like to give me a hard time about. Hey, profitabilityrevolution.com, right?
That's it.
Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I will do it. Thanks for having
lots
me.
Lots of videos on that website, folks. You'll love them. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.